Head of the Barbados Law Reform Commission, Sir David Soans, reports that they've been recommending some changes to important laws in Barbados.
I expect that before the end of this year, the government will be bringing to Parliament a new and updated cybercrime bill, repealing the former Computer Misuse Act, and a bill that has had the support, the encouragement and the blessing of the Council of Europe, who are responsible for superintending the Budapest Convention. And I expect that in due course, Barbados will accede to that convention. So you can look forward to a new cybercrime bill, I would say next year, if not before. And that will take care of one of these areas that has been identified. Secondly, there's a subcommittee which I chair and comprises myself, Sir Elliot Motley, and Mr. Andrew Pilgrim. We are looking to modernize certain aspects of the laws of evidence. And in fact, we have before us discussing now the evidence miscellaneous provisions bill that, if accepted, should be on the statute books next year. And that provides, for example, for new rules concerning the admissibility of documentary evidence, receiving foreign testimonial evidence, receiving evidence by audio and video recordings and techniques. We even propose, as the recommendation in this document says, measures for assisting witnesses, for example, letting them give evidence behind screens or from places outside of the courtroom by CCTV, doing video conferences and video recordings, camera hearings. And there's a specific part of that legislation that will deal with witness and police anonymity in criminal cases. And there are special provisions relating to hearsay and DNA evidence. So we are bringing one piece of legislation which we are working on that will take care of some of the matters identified in the declaration. In respect of recording of confessions and interviews, I think that there is compelling evidence that recording a confession assists in enhancing the detection rate of crime to the extent that the accused is very often more likely to plead guilty when he knows that there has been a recording of him than if he is left to fight his way through the system. There's a lot of statistical evidence in support of that theory.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.